The former head of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet and former Secretary of the Department of Immigration and Ethnic Affairs has hit back at comments from the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton that Australia is now paying for the mistakes of former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser. In a television interview, Mr. Dutton said Malcolm Fraser made mistakes in bringing some people to Australia in the 1970s, and he said we're seeing that today. Mr. Dutton said many foreign fighters getting involved in conflict zones were the children or grandchildren of migrants who came in the 1970s. John Menadue was a senior public servant under both Gough Whitlam and Malcolm Fraser in the 1970s and in the 80s in the immigration portfolio. I asked John Menadue whether Australia was in fact now paying for Malcolm Fraser's mistakes.
No, we're not. I think Malcolm Fraser was probably, together with Ben Chifley, at least in the post-war period, the most successful Prime Minister in managing refugees and migration into Australia. I think that the contribution that Malcolm Fraser made has strengthened this country. It broke the back of white Australia. We brought a quarter of a million Indo-Chinese to Australia. That was over a period. But every migration program, every refugee program has its problems from time to time. Malcolm Fraser was aware of that, and in the department, I was with him for 3 years, we took action to ensure that the integrity of the migration and refugee programs were ensured. And that means being coming down like a ton of hot bricks where criminals occur, where malpractice occurs, and he was very conscious of that, and I was, but that's not to say there weren't problems, but they were addressed in a fairly rigorous sort of way.
Is it fair then for the Minister Peter Dutton to say that that it was a mistake, that Malcolm Fraser's policies constituted a mistake?
No, grossly incorrect. The Indochina program, for which Malcolm Fraser was particularly responsible, and we see the results in terms of the success rate of young Vietnamese, non-English speaking people in Australia today, it's remarkable what they've done. But there were problems. And for example, with the Indochina program, my recollection is there are about 1,000 Vietnamese that had criminal records, were misbehaving, and they were deported. And Malcolm Fraser was very supportive of the rigorous action that we took. Since we've ever had migration, there have been problems. We had difficulties with the Croatians and the Serbs. The Ustashi group amongst the Croatians were planting bombs around Australia. The Italians have been marvellous settlers in this country, but we still have elements of the mafia amongst them. The Irish have been great settlers, but some of them were supporting the IRA back in Ireland. So there's a history there that we have to recognise, but in each case, we should not discredit the whole program and the enormous contribution which these new settlers have made. I think there is a problem currently, obviously, in the Middle East, and young people, particularly those born in Australia, have sympathies for what's been happening and supporting IS in the Middle East. The person that bears most responsibility for the tragedy in the Middle East, for the rebellion, the war, the terrorism that has affected us, of course, is John Howard. Together with George Bush, Tony Blair, he was responsible for the invasion of Iraq. And that, more than anything else, has opened this Pandora's box of terrorism and violence in the Middle East. And those from Australia that have participated, I can see the political background to it, but in every case, I think it's important to protect the integrity of our programs, that those people who do get involved in those wars and terrorism should be very, very firmly and harshly dealt with.
But does Peter Dutton have a point? Is there any evidence that foreign fighters travelling to conflict zones in the Middle East are the children or the grandchildren of migrants who settled in Australia during the Fraser government in the 70s and 80s?
I wouldn't be surprised that that is the case. They'd now be Australian citizens, those kids.
In that context, is it not fair to blame Malcolm Fraser?
I think it's grossly unfair. As I said, every migrant group, every refugee group has its problems. I think Peter Dutton is wanting to make a political point, discrediting refugees, some of them particular, discrediting migrants, when we look back at our history and say we've really done that extremely well, and it is unfair to highlight particular groups or particular people and discredit the whole group. The crime rate, the last figures I saw at least, the crime rate of overseas born in Australia is lower than it is for Australian born. So I think it's wrong to make general accusations about particular groups as Minister Dutton is doing.
That's John Menadue, a senior public servant under both Gough Whitlam and Malcolm Fraser back in the 1970s and 80s.